The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. What? 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 Sounds okay to me. My producer ran around here. I can't hear you. I can't hear him yet.
No. There you go. I was making sure you had the weather.
Oh, the weather. Yeah, I got it right here.
Yeah, I see that.
You printed it, and I took it off the machine.
That's what I thought.
That's okay. All right, let's start all over. Broadcasting from the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is on her way to Sacramento to visit her parents and be down there. Took Buford with her because her parents obviously don't miss seeing me, but they do miss seeing Buford. The 30th of October at 7:06 in the morning, and the news at the top of the hour, always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. And Ben is at the helm, making sure I had the weather. Yeah, no, you had it. I guess I messed with your, I moved your cheese because when I saw it there on the printer, I just walked over and took it.
No, that was fine. I was kind of hoping that's what you did, and that's what I thought you did, but.
Yeah. Anyway, do we have a national day out there?
It's National Publicist Day.
National Publicist Day?
Yeah, and it's National Candy Corn Day.
Okay, now, candy corn has got to be... Even just looking at candy corn, I slightly throw up in my mouth.
Oh, man.
But people love that stuff. I mean, they obviously do. They make probably billions of them.
Well, I was raised poor. And I eat those in three steps. I eat the little white tip, and then I eat the middle part, and then I eat the last part because that was kind of like the whole dessert sometimes.
Well, I'm sure I probably ate those when I was little. It's kind of like those little, what are those little pink, is it rabbits?
Or peeps?
Peeps.
Yeah, little peeps.
Marshmallow and chocolate?
That's nature's styrofoam. It's what that's
called.
Oh, it's
gosh.
Terrible.
Anyway. Okay, well, thank you for that. Today, mostly sunny with a high near 76. And it looks like that. See, tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Oh, no, okay. All the way through next Monday, highs in the low 70s, mid-70s, the lows in the mid-50s. But come Tuesday, a slight chance of showers. On Tuesday and Tuesday night, and Wednesday, showers likely with highs near 64. So, for the weekend, it's going to be beautiful, though. And for tomorrow night's Halloween, be out there watching the little gremlins because weather's going to be wonderful, and there are going to be a lot of little kids out there. And hopefully, their parents are going to be attached to them with some kind of leash.
But it's not a school night, so it'll run
late. And it's not a school night.
Yeah.
And it's the fifth game of the World Series. Sixth game of the World
Series. Sixth game.
Yeah, game six.
Game six.
Blue Jays
trounced them.
Yes, they did.
First two pitches, in the first three pitches, two home runs.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane. Out of Anderson, a family-owned business, but the Kenny family owned it. 30 years, started about 30 years ago, three generations of Kenny's working out there, providing just outstanding service for all your propane needs. They have discounts for seniors and veterans, locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business. Shasta Gas Propane, you can reach them at 530-365-3793. Well, today, my original premise was to have Randall Hempling. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
And Dr. Ronald Reese.
Good
but
guy.
He was called out of town, and I don't think he, if he calls, be expecting it if he calls. But I think that he is out of town. someplace.
Yeah, and he and I were.
Well, he was when I talked to his office yesterday.
Yeah, he and I have not necessarily different views on things, but I won't call him out on anything that is not true. He's a good guy. I worked with him for 15 years.
The subject, and we'll branch off on this, but the subject is shortage of physicians.
Yeah.
We know about the plan to, you know, to explore building a medical complex here,
yep.
a medical school.
Yep.
I think if that could happen, that would be wonderful.
That's a grand dream. It really
is.
Well,
it is. And it doesn't mean that dream can't come true.
No.
No. And it would be so beneficial. However, we're talking years for that to happen.
Yeah.
In town right now, and you've heard me say this before, my friends, we've got approximately 48 residents. Those are people here going through a 3-year residency program right here in Reading that we need to find a way to keep here. Or if they go off for their specialty, they come back here. If you could just take, you know, so internal medicine and what was the other one?
Family medicine.
You could start practicing as soon as you finish your residency.
Yeah.
So in other words, and I don't know how many, you'll know better than this, and you can, when I start asking or you can start talking about it. How many of these residents will go into a specialty?
It's like everything else. It depends. The people that are at Shasta Regional, for instance, they are in internal medicine residency. Now, if you think about that, well, what's internal versus family medicine? Internal medicine is primarily adult medicine. It's the doctor that you and I would normally go to or need.
Okay.
And
not pediatricians.
No. Now, what they do, they specialize in many things. And a lot of them want to be specialists because internal medicine doesn't pay as well, which means your debt doesn't get completed as well or as fast.
Your debt being your
And you end up with
your how much it costs you your loans.
Yeah,
through school.
Yeah, a lot of different reasons. Some people like just the constant contact with a group of patients and that, and they stay in the internal medicine. But many, and I'd say most, want to do a fellowship. That would be like Dr. Danuka did a fellowship in GI. That mm-hmm. comes from internal medicine. Cardiology comes from internal medicine. A lot of these various things, endocrinology, all that, they phase through that. They do internal medicine, and they find something in there that really fascinates them, and they decide to specialize. Now, to do that, they have to go off for a fellowship, which is usually 2, sometimes 3 or even 4 years, depending on the subspecialty that it might be. Now, they go away for that. And then you're trying to get them back. So what I'm saying is that the likelihood of keeping the residents out of Shasta Regional who are internal medicine is not as high.
Mm-hmm.
But it is something to work on. For instance, we're short of all these specialists here in town. Dr. Reese is out of town. He's 70 years old and he's a dermatologist, and God help us if he leaves. I mean, anything could happen. He loves his practice, so he's here for us. But that's not always going to be. So to get these people, if we really wanted them, we'd have one or two that say, I want to do a fellowship in X, which happens to be a need here. And we would say to them, you know, we'll advance you perhaps via the hospital, which they can do. We'll advance you $50,000 if you commit to returning here to practice mm-hmm. this specialty. And it's a contract. It's a forgivable loan and all. And most of them will keep to those if you catch them early enough where they still have some honor. And it's not all about money. You know, just get them to get them at that level. Oh, also, let me correct something. Yesterday, Dr. Danuka called in. I think the world of the guy. And said that I had said that AI will replace the doctors. That's ridiculous. They're an asset to the doctors. What I did say is that for the rural area, we have to have broadband everywhere so that you can get speedy reactions, get information back and forth, and get things
done.
We'll
get telemedicine at that
time. Yeah, all the telemedicines in these
times. I think AI.
But AI will be an asset, but the final touch has got to be the doctor.
Well, of course. It's kind of like anything that AI can winnow through millions of bits of information.
Yeah.
And, but there's still got to be a human in there, which, you know, I'm sure Dr. DeNuca when he said that was kind of poking you a little.
Yeah, he did. And I'll poke him back sometime. Yeah. I'll pick my moment.
But the thing is AI is going to make a difference.
Absolutely. It's making a difference right now, particularly in radiology and
oncology.
Yeah. I mean, they're just doing amazing work in oncology simply because they can run the genomes. They can run all these various things in seconds that used to take years of just using
I'm here
petri dishes.
Randall Hempling, and we've got to take a quick break here. But what we're talking about is how do we keep the residents that we have. Now, some of them are going to go away for specialties, but there'll be others. Say out of a class of 48, 15 decide to stay.
Yep.
Say I'm going to be an internal medicine guy. I don't know. What's their fellowship in? Same thing or?
Their residency is in family medicine.
Okay. So you've got some in family medicine, you have some in internal medicine, which is your adult doctors, and then your family medicine, which would be going to pediatricians too. So you have 48 of them. How do we keep half?
Yeah.
How do we keep half here in town? And that's the discussion that we want to make.
Yeah.
And as soon as we get back from this break. Hey, if you're thinking about purchasing an electric vehicle, Reading Electric Utility still has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. I just talked to somebody that bought a Rivian. Have you heard of Rivian?
I bought stock in it a few years ago and then sold it right away.
Yeah, well, he had one, new, and he got... Not only was there a rebate, state or federal or something, the car company gave him a rebate.
So yeah,
he saved $14,000.
Yeah.
And I haven't ridden in it, but it goes 0 to 60 in 2.8 seconds or something. How crazy is that? Anyway.
A lot of need for that.
Check it out at cityofreading.org/EV. And we'll be right back with Randall Hempling.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Wind River Resort and Casino celebrates the end of the year in style. Join us Wednesday, December 31st for an unforgettable New Year's Eve bash. Immerse yourself in a night filled with laughter and excitement featuring comedian Eric Griffin and live band The Freshmakers. Savor a delicious buffet. Don't miss out. Tickets on sale now, including exclusive VIP seats. Each ticket also includes $10 free slot play. Must be 21 and over. For complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has been more than just a store. We've been a cornerstone of our community, owned by people like you. We proudly offer top quality farm and ranch supplies, including our own Rogue feed, as well as workwear, western apparel, garden essentials, and pet care products. By signing up as a Grange Rewards customer, you not only enjoy exclusive benefits like special offers and 1% back on most purchases, but you also become part of something bigger, a cooperative that you own and help shape. Join Grange Rewards today.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew and this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Don Pepin Garcia Cuban Classic. Wrapped in a beautiful Habano Rosado leaf, these cigars are jam-packed with lush, hearty Nicaraguan tobacco, rich, robust, and yet complex and balanced. Notes of cedar, smoked cashews, black pepper, and cocoa. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl Bott. Linda is down in, on her way to Sacramento this morning, but she in Buford. And I don't know, maybe she took my truck. And she's hauling the horse down there too. I don't know. She was out, I got the truck. So I'm pretty sure the horse is still where she belongs. I'm here with Randall Hempling, and we have a doctor shortage. Right here in River City. We got trouble here in River City.
But it's not like doctors. It's not like people are doing nothing. I mean, I recall when this big discussion started December or so last year, comments were made by members of the Board of Supervisors that no one was doing anything to recruit doctors. And, of course, my hackles went up right away because I've been on the Partnership Health Plan Board for years. And Partnership has assisted in recruiting over 1,000 doctors into the North State over the last 10 years. Yeah, but people say, well, how come we still have a shortage? Well, you're pouring water into a leaky bucket. I mean, people are leaving as fast as they're coming in. They just lost two orthopedic surgeons up the hill.
Well, they also, I look at Reading Rancheria. They just hired two more.
Yeah.
Maybe they ought to stand up in front of everybody and say, this is how we're doing it. Now, their system is...
They have a different ability to do it than other places.
And they do. Yeah. But they also, you've got to still attract them in and you still got to keep them.
Yep.
And, you know, their working conditions must be really good. People on there seem to enjoy it. Let's go back to our residents.
Yeah.
How do we, and as a community, it can't just be Shasta Regional Dignity and in the health service.
Yep.
It can't just be them being really forward, you know, optimistic and everything. Our community needs to bend in, needs to come in on this effort to keep these physicians. Rebecca Baer. With Machado, the EDC. She's got a welcome aboard thing that she helps. Other people are, you know, reaching out to the wives of the doctors, but we as a community need to let them know how much they're appreciated, and gee, we'd really like you to stay.
Well, we're kind of doing physician recruitment here, kind of like we take care of the homeless. We got like 30 agencies around here that are piddling around with the homeless, and instead of having a single focus to get it done, and
put them all under one.
Same thing in mental health. If the chamber. And the chamber could take the lead on it because this is an aspect of business. This is what gets people to come to this community and stay here is having a good medical base. So if the chamber and other folks around got together and said, okay, we need to figure this out. And it's not that much figuring to do. And everybody agree to be on the same page. It would help. Now there are some built-in problems as it relates to the residency programs. First of all, the two hospitals don't talk to each other and they don't work together at all as it relates to their residency programs. There's no cross training. They don't go across. They're not in, In one case, if one of the hospitals here in town recruits a physician and brings them into their foundation or their group, they're not allowed to have privileges at the other hospital. And they don't grant privileges to the people that are already at the other hospital, because it's just the way it is. It's the business model of these hospitals, and it's unfortunate that they are that way. But
they will not let the other residents work at their hospital.
Yeah, they don't cross pollinate. They don't, you know, the recruitment's different. Mm-hmm. But keep in mind, one is an internal medicine, and one is family medicine, so they're going to attract different people. Now, don't think for an instant that family medicine people don't think of fellowships too. This is where you get people who go into OB-GYN.
Yep.
They decide pediatricians for sure, because that's we always laughingly we love pediatricians, except if you're running a hospital, because they demand everything for these little kiddos and you don't get paid for it, so you go broke if you have it. That's why you see pediatric hospitals either closing down or people dropping their wings in other hospitals. But we lovingly refer to them as veterinarians, because think about it, they're patients most of the time can't talk. They just cry and scream just like a puppy. And so
There's ones out there right now. It would be two hulking internal medicine guys wanting to go to, or not internal medicine, but family practice, going into want to be pediatricians, and you're calling them vets.
Yeah.
Of course, it's harder to get into vet school than it is medical school.
Yeah,
we know that.
True.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So that's one thing. How about, somebody mentioned the other night that other cities pay doctors to come in, and they pay big bonuses to come to their city.
Yeah, they can. They have done that, and the hospitals here do. I mean, I know for sure that Dignity pays a lot to get their doctors in, and it costs them a lot, and that's one of the reasons that the costs of that hospital are the highest in the state, is because the recruitment. A lot of it has to do with the recruitment efforts that they do.
Well, but we know that. What about if we're paying $60,000 to hire a policeman? How much would it be? $100,000.
Well,
to pay a physician to come here for 5 years.
Well, if you say $100,000, it's going to go to $125,000. Which you find out. This is how we did it at Partnership. We went out to all the groups that were recruiting, and we said, you tell us what you need. We're not going to hire a recruiter. We're not going to do these things. We shut that down for. And when you decide what you need for this particular doctor, for Dr. Bott, what do you need for Dr. Bott? Well, we need to get something. Linda needs X. She needs a ramp on her house because she's feeble. Okay, we'll build that ramp. We'll do whatever it takes to get them there, rather than just throwing out money. So you have to refine it. For instance, I did a deal with a local surgeon here who's quite a good surgeon, and he was in his last of his residency, or about 18 months to go, and I offered him some money to guarantee that he would come here if he would sign a contract. He had to pay it back if he didn't come. Well, he kept his word, I kept mine, and he's still here. You know, but we found out that this is what he needed. You go to him then.
I can see that. You know, maybe you need.
You have to tailor it.
Maybe you have special accommodations and those things, but it still comes down to money. But again, going back into the keeping the ones we have, we need to make those residents that are just going to, you know, just they're going to be in family practice, or they will be internal medicine. They're not going to go into specialties. This is what they want to do. We need to, as a community, make them feel loved.
Oh, yeah.
Now, some of the ways of doing that, I would think, is, I know it sounds probably small, but free tickets to things, like the Cascade, like the Christmas thing, or the Axiom Theater to watch, you know, what's that big Halloween thing they do?
Yeah, I know.
What? You know, that Halloween crazy one with Frankfurter and, what is that called? That musical? help
the,
me.
The one they're about to put on?
Yeah.
The Frankenstein?
Yeah. What? But nope. We just said
the Frankenstein.
Yeah. It's not Frankenstein. It's, well, that one's coming. But we're talking about the musical. Okay. Look that up.
I'm looking it up.
It's playing at the Axiom now. But, I mean, tickets to things, some baseball games, get them a box in the rodeo. Everything that's going on, we want them to feel like, hey, you're a member of our community.
This is one of the things. That's why you get the chamber involved.
We have mentors kind of like being, hey, we're here to help you get through anything that's going on. We want them to feel loved and wanted.
Well, once again, this is where the chamber or a group sub of the chamber. Because this is a business enterprise. What you're trying to do is increase the business for those communities.
Absolutely.
And this stuff needs to be organized. You don't just say, well, we're going to give them Texas the Axiom, and that's going
to No. I know that. There has to be a point of contact. But it's got to be, you know, that maybe the chamber comes in, and, you know, it's tough. And those, I mean, those doctors are working 6 days a week.
Yeah.
And so they get one day off. Maybe they don't want to go to a play. Maybe they just want to kick back. Maybe they want to take a trip down the Sac fishing or a boat trip out on the lake. You know, just these are things that as a community we could offer them. You know, and I thoroughly agree. It's got to be like one point there. You can't have 100 people coming in there and offering stuff. I mean, inviting them to dinners and parties so that they feel like they're a member of the community as soon as they get here in their first year, as soon as they get their feet on the ground. And money.
It always comes down to money.
It does. And then a bonus for staying here.
Yeah.
I know that these hospitals are trying to make them feel welcome, and they do things.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure really what DDC is doing with their welcome. You know, I know it's a good program, but I don't know what they're doing with it.
Well, that's why there needs to be a single point of focus to where you can say, here's, you know, call it our physician recruitment retainment group, and then they get it done, and they're empowered to get it done, and then go back to, if they need something from somebody, a hospital or whatever, they go to it. And then the other thing that's important here, and people, you know, I harp on this all the time, both of the hospitals here are relatively low rated by Medicare in their star system in terms of quality and safety and that. And there's not a hue and cry in the community to fix that. And that's simply calling attention to it and ask them what are they going to do? Because doctors don't want to go where the hospitals aren't among the best. And you're damn sure not going to have a fellowship program unless you're a center of excellence. And we have no fellowship programs here because of the competitive environment of the hospitals. Now, that competition isn't among and between the two CEOs. It's corporate. Both of these are corporately run hospitals, and they march to the tune of the corporation, period. So that's something that people need to be aware of. They don't make independent decisions about a lot of this stuff, and it's sad that they can't focus just on this community.
Okay, we're here with Randall Hempley, and we're talking keeping physicians here, and we're going to be talking about a couple other things, too, as soon as we come back from these messages.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Back-to-school specials are here at Charlu's Tap House. Feed the whole family with a large shoe-topping pizza, big fresh salad, and a basket of breadsticks, all for just $48. And hey, don't forget to book your kids' birthday party in our adventure room. They'll make their own pizzas, jump in the bounce house, and play in the arcade. Or let them play while you relax and dine. Parents, we've got you covered, too. Happy hour, 7 days a week, from 3 to 6 p.m. Enjoy the beer wall for 25% off and deals on appetizers. Stop by Charlu's, located at 1901 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway. Charlu's Tap House, where family traditions begin.
Owners, landlords, and tenants,
It's trust. Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Let's face it, Gavin Newsom and Sacramento took our money. And worse, Redding City Council wasted it. They spend billions on projects that don't help us. Meanwhile, our roads are crumbling, fire response times are too slow, taxpayers pay the price. It's time for us to take back local control. Measure A keeps every dime right here where we can watch it. Not one penny goes to Gavin Newsom, and city politicians can't mess it up. Here's what Measure A does for us. Builds Fire Station 9, helping to lower our home insurance costs. Fixes our local roads, saving drivers up to $2,000 a year on gas and repairs. If we don't pass it, we risk losing three fire stations. Roads will crumble and 911 calls can go unanswered. But by voting yes, we get a Citizens Oversight Committee, independent from City Council, mandatory annual audits, and a ban on moving money without a vote of the people. This protects us from the politicians' wasteful ways. Measure A, endorsed by local taxpayers, homeowners, and business leaders. Let's take control back. Vote yes on Measure A. Paid for by Citizens for a Better Reading. Yes on Measure A.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Reading Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Reading Bike Park. We just want to thank the Reading Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Carl Linda Bodlinda is on her way to SAC. Visit her parents. It's 7:36 in the morning here, about 50, it says 51. Woo, a little chilly out there. I'm talking about the Rocky Horror Picture Show. I don't know why we all blanked on that. It was the Rocky Horror Picture Show. And if you've not been to the one at the Axiom, I think they're having it at the Cascade because the Axiom had that fire. You need to go to it once at least. And this should be the one you go to. We've gone like 3 years in a row. And, Linda being out of town, I'm not going to go down there and spray people with squirt guns and, throw toilet paper across the, oh no, it's a great event. You gotta go. And, it is not child friendly. This is not a child friendly show. Do not take your kids there. You will be offended, and maybe you should be offended on some of the things being said if you have your children there. This is an adults-only show. Okay, let's go to the phones. Nick, you have a question.
I do. I had an experience with a doctor about 8 years ago. My hands swelled up. They turned red. I lost my strength in them, so I went to one of the local doctors here that specializes in carpal tunnel syndrome. He said, yep, I've got it. He lined me up for surgery. I went and talked to another gal, and she told me that she had the same symptoms and quit eating gluten, and they went away. I went gluten-free on the spot, and it was gone in 3 days. What do you do to address having piss-poor doctors around here when you're just recruiting a doctor to be a doctor? Some of them aren't too good. You know, Redding's got the reputation if you have something seriously wrong. Head out of town. So how do you screen the doctors? How do you make sure you're getting good doctors? You know, there's quite a spread between a good doctor and a bad doctor.
Okay, Nick, thank you very much.
Well, there's an old joke that, you know what you call the guy who graduated Bonrovich's class in medical school?
Doctor.
Doctor, yeah. Nick, there's nothing you can do about that, but keep in mind, you went to a hand specialist who's a surgeon. And as we say in the business, surgeons search. They're not necessarily diagnosticians in terms of the other, endocrinology or whatever your issue was with that. But, that's where a good, you know, I don't know where you started. You started apparently by going to a hand specialist. person rather than going to an internist, a primary care person, who would have looked at you totally or systemically, holistically, as they say, and maybe that would have been discovered before you started with a specialist. And that is the problem. A lot of people think, well, gee, my shoulder hurts, so I'm going to go to an orthopedic surgeon. Well, it may not be that you need that. Maybe you know, a good physiatrist or family medicine or even internist could get you onto some rehab programs or something to work
you. Before you go down in for surgery.
Yeah, before you go for surgery. Yeah. But keep in mind, if you start with a surgeon, that's what surgeons do. They surge.
Okay. The Friday, there was a discussion about the mental health facility.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to remember the name of the organization. I know that there were so many local organizations behind it, but what was the name of the healthcare organization?
Well, Arch Collaborative is kind of leading it, but the hospital group?
Group is Superior something.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember what it is. Yeah. From what I understand, they said that the loan, you know, one of the big things is that Shasta County is on the hook for 30 years. But yet, then I also read in the same article that this group that we're getting the loan, we're on the hook for
the deal,
paying it back.
Yeah, it's $150 million would be granted or loaned or however described.
Right.
$50 million would come from the company, and the 100% of the liability falls on the company.
On the company.
There was a lot of discussion about, well, you know, we're going to pay for this. Well, the county pays for it now. They send 350, 400 people out of county, away from their families down to Santa Rosa and even further south for care, and we pay for it. We, county people, we pay for it. The county pays for that.
Yeah.
They're going to have to pay for that anyway. 30 years from now, they're going to be paying for these people that have the need to go. And wouldn't it be so much better if they went here as opposed to going out of town?
Well, and that was one of the discussions we had, because a lot of these people have families. They're here. The people live with them. You know, speaking of children, because of that 384, I heard it's like 120 of them were children.
Yeah.
So it would be, instead of having to drive down the SAC or further, they would be able to have their children seen here.
Yeah.
Able to take care of them.
Yeah.
Now, one of the arguments that I heard, and I'm not sure if I got it right, but I think I did, was that then because we're a hub and we'd be feeding in 11 counties worth of people with mental illness problems.
Well,
right here.
That's
and then what happens to them after they're seen, after they're...
They go home.
Yeah.
They go back to their county. And their county pays for that care in our county. And you're talking about, you know, a couple of hundred employees. You're talking about, this is an economic boom as well as being a mental health need for this area. The fact that the three members of the supervisors were adamant, I mean adamant, one was absolutely adamant he's going to kill this thing, and the other two went along, and then the director of public health made her statements having...
Well, he pinned a lot of his stuff on, hey, look, our Health and Human Services and is disagreeing with this thing.
Yeah, she was involved in this whole thing all along. She was aware that it was going on. She had her staff at these meetings.
Mm-hmm.
It came, and Dr. Mu as well. Dr. Mu is part of SHARC, and he was at these meetings. And then they both turned on it. Now, you'll have to figure out why, whatever reason. But they gave absolutely no good reason for not doing this, because the worst case scenario is that, and they were saying, well, what if it comes here and goes broke? Well, it goes broke. County's not on the hook for that. County will go back to paying Santa Rosa and other places to get the care done. You know, we'll just have to revert to a poor system. But to not even try and to come out adamantly against it, it just make no sense.
So
to me.
What you're saying is, and from what I've gleaned from the newspaper articles, is that the county is not on the hook for that $200 million.
Nope, not at all.
The only thing that we would be paying is for patients, which we're already paying for.
Yep.
And the patients, though, would be seen right here in town,
yep,
essentially.
And they're not
okay, then I need to get Corky Harmon or Chris Gelstrom or Kevin on.
Yeah, and the idea that
So what is the opposition to this?
You'll have to ask them. Because the reasons that they gave are spurious at best. They have no basis in logic.
Okay. Well, again, I talked to Kevin, and he was of the opinion that this thing would take us down a rabbit hole.
We're in the rabbit hole now.
I need to have him on the show because it seems like if we're already paying for these people, it would be a lot easier on our citizens who are paying taxes here to be seen by somebody in this area.
We are getting poor to lousy service now. Now, that's not because of the people delivering the service. It's simply because of availability and just the rules and regulations, the whole thing. This helps solve that problem. Is it a pure panacea? I don't know. Let's find out. You know, make the decision, and then if it works out wrong, you punt it. You go to another provider.
I think there's a fear that we're going to end up with hundreds of people with mental problems that come down here to be seen, and then they're just turned out on the street.
That's not the way it works. They go back to where
they're transported back to where
they're taken back. Well, which is where they really want to be and where their family wants to. Keep in mind, they're being separated from their families in Siskiyou County, for instance. They're being separated to come here. Right now, they're being separated to go to Santa Rosa from Siskiyou County. And that's ridiculous.
Okay. All right. We're going to take a quick break. Randall Hempelina is my guest. And this portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. That's right. Work injuries can be life-changing. You may never be able to go back to that job you had before, and you may need retraining. Well, this could be a long process, and are you getting the treatment that you deserve, that you rate? Well, if you're not, give Patrick Gorman a call at 530-262-2168. It's a free consultation. He's going to talk to you about your case. He's going to tell you, he's going to give you a straight assessment. This guy is an honest guy. He's going to give you a straight assessment of what's going on with that. And if he takes your case, he will be the pit bull that you've always wanted in court. Yeah. Veteran, former law enforcement, expert when it comes to workers' compensation. That's Patrick Gorman. And you can give him a call at 530-262-2168. Or go GormanLaw.com, located in Palo Cedro. He's built the largest workers' compensation firm north of Sacramento, and he did it in a very short time because he knows what he's doing. We'll be right back with Randall Hempton.
Get ready for the return of our pro football season picks. Simply swipe your River Club card at any promotional kiosk. Pick your teams for the week using our fully automated pick and win football promotion.
It's that easy.
Five winners receive up to $200 in free slot play every week.
And our final week, you can win up to a $1,000 cash prize.
And a pair of tickets for our annual Ultimate Tailgate Party.
For complete promotional details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
This is Carrie Growl, owner of Organic Pilates. We believe movement is more than exercise. It's a way to connect with yourself. Our new student intro includes a semi-private reformer session, two group classes, and an infrared sauna experience. And soon, you'll find us in our expanded studio in the heart of downtown Reading. Discover how movement with intention can change the way you feel at Organic Pilates.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence. You can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda. When we want to get away and have a staycation, we go to our favorite place, and that is Holiday Harbor at Shasta Lake.
Check out the best rates on the lake for ski boats, houseboats, fishing boats, and all of your water toys.
Holiday Harbor's off-season rates are a great deal. Plus, September and October, the fishing's great.
Relax and enjoy your Shasta Lake experience by calling Holiday Harbor, and you can also find them at LakeShasta.com.
Holiday Harbor. Call 530-238-2383.
Hey neighbors, have you ever wondered where you can find a store that truly feels like home? Well, look no further. Grange Co-op has been community-focused since 1934, and guess what? We're not just a store, we're owned by customers just like you. Yep, that's right, it's all about community here. So why choose Grange Co-op? When you shop with us, you're not just supporting a store, you're supporting a community. Grange Co-op has what you need for your home, garden, pets, and farm. Grange Co-op, where the values of yesterday meet the needs of today.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. 7:50 in the morning here on the 30th of October. Tomorrow is a big day. We get to dress up and go out in public the way you dress up and stay at home. So, yeah. The wetsuit with grape jam all over it. No, no. Hey, welcome back. My guest is Randall Hemplin. We're talking about physician shortages. You know, and then we talked about the mental health facility that was voted on last Friday. Letter of opposition, I guess, is going to be signed saying we don't want it. A lot of questions about that, why we don't want it. But keeping physicians here, you know, we have 48 residents right here.
Yeah,
right in Reading. And how great it would be if we could keep 20 of them. And maybe some different ways of doing it. Part of it, it's going to be money. You know, you pay for their fellowships, or you, I don't know, you know, if they go into practice, if they want to set up their own practice in town, do things like, you know, no electrical cost, you know, for 2 years. I mean, just anything you can do to get
them
here.
But the day of doctors setting up their own private practice,
that's gone.
Is that gone?
Gone
forever.
I know. Yeah. Both my brother-in-laws were physicians. Well, one of them still is. I guess you're always a physician, but one retired. He was an ophthalmologist in Chattanooga, Tennessee. He never felt the wrath of the California boards like my other brother, who is in pain management. And if you can imagine what he had to put up with for years, decades, being accused of everything, you know.
Sure.
You're handing out opiate pills. They're in pain. You know, I've been treating this guy or this person for years. This is what he needs. Wow. Now you got to give him Narcan when he goes home. Okay, fine. He's transitioned out of that into being an expert witness for workers' compensation. I'm not fighting the government. Fighting the government.
Well, let me tell you, you've talked about California.
But it drove them out.
Yeah. When I was running the hospital and was on the board of the hospital association, we actually offered the state board of medical examiners, offered them to pay so they could add a couple of staff to process the applications for physicians coming to town or coming into California, and they refused to take it. Even they only had like one person doing this. Well, that's designed with a purpose, to keep doctors out of California, to create, you know, they believe any doctor that comes in is going to dilute the pie. I mean, honestly, that's what it is. The California Medical Association is a big union. Only about 20% of the doctors belong to it anyway.
Right.
Or the AMA. But their whole purpose is to effectively limit the ability of some doctors to come to town. In California, you have to be board certified, which is good. You got to be board certified, get licensed.
Sure.
Well, The problem with that is you get some people like our residents here, they're not board certified. They are doctors, and they work at the hospitals, and they work at things, and they're licensed to do whatever the hospital will allow them to do. They have some privileges for that. But they can't go to work yet in California.
Until
they get board certified. And, of course, that boarding depends on, you know, passing the tests. And sure. Then if they go for a fellowship, they get boarded, and then they go for a fellowship and can practice wherever they're doing their fellowship. But we have something in the state of California that is unique, and it's called the Corporate Practice of Medicine Act. And what that does is it does not allow a doctor to work for somebody who's not a doctor effectively. They can't work. I can't bring in $2 million and say, okay, I'm going to hire a couple of doctors, and then I'm going to set up a clinic, and then I'm going to do the billing, and I get the money, and I just pay them a salary. Can't do that. It's not allowed in the state of California. The presumption is, and this is what they always bring up, well, we don't want some corporate guy like Randall Hempling telling me how to practice medicine or telling doctors how to practice, which doesn't happen. Insurance companies do that crap all the time, you know, to try to limit practice. But it in California, what that does is the hospitals around cannot hire a doctor.
That's what I thought you were getting to.
Yeah, they can't hire them.
You mean Shasta Regional cannot hire a doctor?
Not that what they can do is they can put them into a group that is run by a doctor. Now, Dr. Reddy is a doctor. So he can have it. This is a workaround. Mercy is part of Dignity, and they have the medical foundation, which allows them to work because it's a nonprofit foundation run by doctors. Mercy Foundation can hire doctors, but they had to literally gerrymander that and bring them up the highway to connect them to Sacramento to get the
so you could do
the appropriate
that. Instead of a hospital just being able to hire doctors.
Yes, but they can hire. Mm-hmm. The hospital can hire a group, but they can't hire a doctor and then bill for their services. It's the only state in the country that has that limited. Now, the rural, we've fought like crazy for years to at least let the rural hospitals do something because they were getting it was just terrible trying to get doctors to come in. So they've had some forbearance for that. But what it does is it makes it so the hospitals have to have doctors on call, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
And in having them on call, the doctors here in this community get more pay for call than any place in the state. They get paid a lot of money because the hospitals can't hire these people to do it. So the doctors here are able to get paid. I mean, they deserve being paid for call. But they get lots of money in this town. Millions of dollars in this community goes to pay for call pay.
Well, and then, you know, I'm going to totally change the subject and talk a little bit about Glenn County. They just lost their hospital.
Because
of Medicare and Medicaid services, it was no longer eligible for the critical access title because it didn't meet a key distance rule that requires to be at least 35 miles.
Yep.
And yet the people who live out there said, well, 35 miles, do you know how long it takes to get that 35 miles?
Yeah.
It's not 35
mountains, minutes. Through the hills. Yeah.
So
that's been the law forever. When I had the hospital down in Barstow, we kept trying to say, you know, we're 30 miles away from Victorville and all this. And nope, couldn't get critical access. Critical access is what keeps Susanville alive, for instance, and Mayor's Memorial alive, and Weaverville alive. If they weren't considered critical access hospitals, they would close. I mean, they would close almost instantly, just like down in Glenn County.
Well, Glenn County is now shut down, and they thought they were going to go longer, but everybody left because they needed a
fresh job. That's what happens.
September 30th, they shut down. And, you know,
getting them back, firing something like that back up is like trying to fire a boiler.
Now, you've got two guys that agree on a lot of things, Senator Adam Schiff and Republican Representative Doug LaMoffa are working together to try to get Glenn Medical Center back online.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Yeah, well, otherwise they're pretty much screwed down there. Just because of rules. And looking at a distance and saying, oh,
you have to have some consistency because this is where a lot of money goes into some of these places that, what does Glenn County really need? They need an emergency room. They need to have that. Do they need a full blown hospital?
No.
Probably not. I mean, I was an old health planner. I did health systems design for years in rural areas. And we had so many little hospitals that, that were there basically because the Chamber of Commerce wanted them there that really didn't do much more than emergency room.
Well, we got to run. Okay. Randall, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, buddy.
There's still a lot of things we need, you know, a lot of things on the medical side here in Reading that we're just, we need some help here and we need to take that bull by the horns and let's start finding ways we can do that.
Yeah.
Hey, after the news, Assemblywoman Heather Hadwick is going to give us a call and we'll be right back after the news.
KCNR, Shasta Reading.
Amazing. That's how President Trump describes his meeting in South Korea with Chinese President Xi Jinping.
From Air Force One afterwards, Trump said that the U.S. would reduce tariffs and China would end restrictions on rare earth ores. Unsurprisingly, Trump said he'd rate the meeting 12 out of 10, and he also gave some idea of future visits between the two leaders. Trump to China in April and Xi to the U.S. sometime after that.
Correspondent Tian McLeod G says the meeting capped the president's week-long Asia trip. President Trump is directing the Pentagon to resume nuclear weapons testing after a 30-plus year hiatus. It was called Operation Arctic Frost. Republican Senator Chuck Grassley says it was a massive Biden Justice Department spy operation surveilling the activities of a host of conservative organizations and the Republican Party. Grassley calls Operation Arctic Frost the vehicle by which FBI agents and DOJ prosecutors could improperly investigate the entire Republican political apparatus. Hurricane Melissa did a real number, and it was a terrible number, on the Caribbean.
Dennis Sulu, the UN resident coordinator in Jamaica, said,
"What we are seeing in preliminary assessments is a country that's been devastated to levels never seen before."
Catastrophic flooding occurred in Haiti, where dozens were dead or missing. Eastern Cuba had blown off roofs, downed power lines and crop damage. Hurricane conditions were forecast to continue in the Bahamas into the morning and were expected to affect Bermuda later on Thursday as the storm passes. I'm Karen Chamas.
With the arrests of five more people, a total of seven are now being held in connection with the crown jewel heist at the Louvre in Paris. The gems have yet to be recovered. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 336 points, the NASDAQ 240 points in the red. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Hey, it's Mike Gallagher, host of the Mike Gallagher Show. I don't mess around when it comes to saving you money. Right now, rates have dropped to the lowest level in over a year and a half. That means if you bought your home or refinanced in the last 3 years, you could be saving hundreds of dollars every month. Lower your rate, lower your monthly payment, even kick that pesky PMI to the curb. And get this, you can skip 2 full months of mortgage payments. But that's not all. Fellowship Home Loans just rolled out something incredible. Their very own HELOC and lines of credit. Approval in just 5 minutes. Money in your account in as little as 4 days. It's the easiest system you've ever used. You can do it yourself online. Whether you want to pay off bills, tackle a home project, cover education, or even a wedding, Fellowship Home Loans makes it simple to leverage the money that's already sitting in your house. Just go to fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG, fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG, or call 800-510-MIKE, 800-510-MIKE, 800-510-6453. Fellowship Home Loans, mortgage lending guided by the book.
Nationwide Mortgage Bankers, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 819382.
Ukraine has detained a British man accused of spying for Russia.
Ukraine's security services claimed the man had given Russian spies information about other international instructors and the location of training centers. They also said he was preparing to commit terrorist attacks by using an improvised explosive device and a pistol. The Briton was detained in Kiev and appeared in a court this week where he was detained without bail while a pre-trial investigation was conducted. Prosecutors said that if found guilty, the man could face up to 12 years in prison.
The BBC's James Landale. A massive police raid on a drug gang operating in low-income neighborhoods of Rio de Janeiro that left at least 119 people dead, throwing protests for excessive force and calls for the Rio de Janeiro governor to resign. Dozens of residents gathered in front of the state's government headquarters shouting assassins. They waved Brazilian flags. News and analysis, townhall.com. Jurors have convicted a California animal rights activist.
That's because she took four chickens from a major Purdue Farms poultry plant. Zoe Rosenberg was found guilty Wednesday of trespassing and conspiracy. She says she was rescuing the chickens, but prosecutors say she broke the law. The 23-year-old activist faces more than 5 years in prison. She was charged with one count of felony conspiracy, one count of trespassing to interfere with a business, one count of trespassing on land where an animal is held for human consumption, and one count of tampering with a vehicle. Keith Peters, Washington.
Starbucks halted a lengthy slide in sales in its fiscal fourth quarter as fall drinks and improved service brought customers back to its stores. The Seattle-based coffee giant says global same-store sales rose 1% over last year in the July through September period. First time in almost 2 years, company posted an increase in same-store sales. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on her way to Sacramento to spend time with her parents. I think they're all going over to my brother-in-law's house, Carmichael, where they have a extravaganza, a big Halloween extravaganza. Somebody's got to stay here, you know. Anyway, welcome to the show. It's the 30th of October and 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ben's here. And National Publicist Day and
Candy Corn Day.
Candy Corn Day, yep. I guess, you know, when I think back on it, I probably chomped down probably a few pounds of that when I was a child. And the, so Halloween's tomorrow night. It's going to be a beautiful night. Sunny with a high near 80, partly cloudy tomorrow night with a low around 52. So it's going to be, it's not going to be a school night. So you expect to have kids out maybe a little bit later. And depending on which neighborhood you're on, because we went to one neighborhood that, I mean, there had hundreds of kids canvassing the neighborhood, getting their candy. And like our neighborhood, it's like nobody. It's just nobody. Yeah. Might have something to do with having all the lights turned out and said no trespassing. Saturday, sunny with a high near 78, and it looks like it's going to be like that and up until next Tuesday, where there's a slight chance of showers on Tuesday, but by Wednesday, showers likely. So enjoy all the sunshine, get all that stuff done that you need to, and be prepared for the weather next week. And weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, been in the business near 30 years. The Kenny family, three generations of the Kennys are working in that business still. They offer veteran and senior discounts. It's locally owned, locally operated. It's a veteran-owned business. They provide outstanding customer service. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. On the phone is Assemblywoman Heather Hedrick. Good morning, Heather.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, you know, we were just discussing doctor shortages and Glenn Medical shutting down, all that kind of stuff. You know, just the happy things to start off Thursday.
It is a crazy time we live in right now.
Well, I did see is that Congressman LaMalfa and Senator Schiff both introducing bills to try and get some help to rural hospitals, especially when it comes to the, you know, that critical, you know, distance theory that they have. So to see if we can, you know, get help to our rural hospitals, which,
yeah,
you know much better than I, we need much more assistance in that.
Yes, I saw that. I'm hopeful for their efforts. I have a hospital in my district that we've been working on to keep the doors open for a few months now, but they've been working on it for years, and it's hard, especially when you're so remote. I mean, My county, you can't have a baby in. I drove 2 hours to have my youngest. It's something we learn to live with rural, but we also have very little already. So when one closes, it the ripple effect is really hard on those neighboring communities too.
So where do you go to? You said you go 2 hours.
I had mine and we had them in Susanville.
Susanville, okay.
Yeah. County, yep. So
that works if you've got two. That works if you have a 2 hour window there.
yes, the doctors are very inducing is a pretty normal thing up here, just because you don't want to take any chances. But I have a friend that delivered her grandbaby on the side of the road on their way to Reading. So you never know.
You never know.
You got to be ready. Yeah.
Okay, what are you hearing on Prop 50?
Well, we are working so hard. I'm really proud of our Assembly Caucus. We've been really focused down south and Bay Area, just because that's where the population is, you know. But there've been rallies every day, mailings, calls and call banks, and so I feel like we've tried as hard as we can possibly try. It is going to be so close, so close. It's really hard to tell. It's going to be who shows up. We haven't, we tried to get people to vote early. It didn't really work. So we're hopeful people are going to show up on election day. We need people to show up on election day.
Yeah. And, when I look at the commercials advocating 50, It some of it's just not true. And the fact is, you're voting to save democracy by stepping all over the democracy and the Constitution. And, it's just say, why don't they just say what it is? This is a blatant power grab to see if we can, keep Trump from achieving anything. And
yeah,
which I think maybe in a way they have said that. So
yeah, well, and it's when you make decisions based out of emotion, it's never good. People are really angry, and one side's always angry no matter what in an election, but people are really angry, and we're making decisions that are just going to hurt Californians out of what I feel like is revenge. But I think besides the party divide that's there, it's going to be an urban versus rural divide, and rural is going to lose.
Well,
we already don't have a voice. I mean, I'm one representative for 11 counties.
Yeah.
And one voice for 11 counties, So we live totally differently, and they don't my colleagues have a hard time understanding it because they're removed from it. They have a school every 20 minutes or 10 minutes. They have Costco every 20 minutes,
They don't have to drive 2 hours to have a baby.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So, so this isn't in there. The concerns and issues of District 1 are not necessarily their problems.
They're there to represent their group. But on the other hand. On the other hand, with the redistricting commission made up of Republicans, Democrats, and Independents, mm-hmm. seem to come up with a plan. And yep. and I have seen where, you've had members of that commission say, as much as I dislike Trump and I can't stand Trump, blah, 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 changing this is wrong. And I've seen those articles.
Yeah, politicians should never be drawing the lines for their voters. The people should be picking their politicians. Politicians shouldn't be picking their voters. And I think the number one, the most important thing that the Independent Redistricting Commission does is they all sign a paper saying they will never run for office so that they're not personally benefiting
right.
from those decisions. And that is not what happened this time. Not to mention we all voted this in and that was the will of the people. And
you've got people that...
We had to break the Constitution, the California Constitution,
yeah.
and waive rules and It's just so wrong on so many levels. And, I mean, it was wrong, Texas. Nobody else should be doing it either. I think all of them are wrong, you know.
The only difference.
An eye for eye. Yeah, an eye for eye makes everybody walk away blind. So yeah.
I saw for Texas was they were told they had to redistrict these two counties or these two districts. But they used that, and then they redistricted the whole state. But the thing is, when you look at this, if you look at this new district, you've got this square with a rat tail that goes all the way down to the San Francisco Bay Area Bridge, all through Marin County. And other ones, you start looking at the gerrymandering of how they've drawn these things. I mean, out of 52 representatives, what, 11 are Republicans? And now it looks like,
I think nine.
It can go all the way down to two.
Yeah.
I mean, it could.
Well, and there's like seven or eight states that don't, they have 30, you know, a variety of percentages of Republican voters, and they have zero representation in Congress.
Yeah.
And we're not, you know, I don't know. I hate that we spent so much money on it, that it seems like retaliation and a power grab, and that it's sucking all the air out of the room for everything when we have some really big issues that we should be focused on. And we, you know, unfortunately this took two or three months of legislation focused on trying to stop it. And that we just, the theater and the drama part of politics, if that could go away, we could actually get some stuff done.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, yeah, I mean,
we have to take we have to take a quick break here, Assemblywoman. And when we come back, I'd like to, you know, there's not just the elections, but there at least it seems that we've got maybe a ray of hope with the California Fish and Game and wolves. In the last week, I know that's been been another big topic for the last several months. But this portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial, all your insurance and financial needs under one roof. That's right, financial management and insurance, all located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. Judy Maxwell began this company in 1993 and has been helping our community ever since. Insurance questions, retirement questions, your 401s, all of these. You've got plans. Well, maybe it's time for a free review and evaluation. That's right, free review and evaluation through Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Just give them a call at 530-221-0441. We do business with Judy Maxwell, and we're real happy with that. Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We'll be right back with Assemblywoman Heather Hadwick.
Join us at Wind River Resort and Casino for our exciting $60,000 Wicked Winning Swipe to Win draw. Weekly drawings every Thursday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. through October 30th. Offering you the chance to win up to $250 in free slot play. And don't forget about our final drawing October 30th, where you could win up to $2,500 in cash prizes. For all details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the company. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Redding, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients.
Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl Lindebaum. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. That's right. The only watch repairmen, the only stonecutters, jewelry designers, all at this one privately owned, locally run jewelry store. Been into business over 30 years. Just a great selection of jewelry at very fair prices. Super people down there. And been voted best in the North State for 3 years in a row. Four Winds Jewelry. Again, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Locally owned, locally operated. On our on the phone is Assemblywoman Heather Hadwick. And Assemblywoman, you know, one of the things we've talked about over the last few months is the wolf problem that's been facing our ranchers and farmers. And you've been right in the mix.
Yes, we have been fighting, years now, and it has been years for some people. I just came in December, but it really progressed this summer in Sierra Valley. So they had over 110 confirmed kills, and they, you know, these wolves are no longer feeding off of elk and deer. They're down in the valleys feeding on cattle, and so the ranchers have just at this. The amount of, I can't even tell you the amount of stress that they have been under, and just, you know, it's heartbreaking to get these calls, and they send me pictures, and, you know, we've been trying to fight to move to a depredation for these wolves, at least this one really problematic pack, and they finally did. So they had four, they took four lethally, just in the last couple weeks. And they're actually getting rid of the entire pack. The rest of them will be caught and put into a sanctuary. But it's really hard once they get into that habit of, you know, going after cattle versus those other.
Well, I remember the
wildlife.
Know, yeah, I remember that 2 years ago, or they did a study 2 years ago of the feces of the wolves, and 80% was deer and 20%. Was bovine, and in 2 years it was 80% bovine, 20% deer, and as you say, yeah, in this one pack, you know, the cattle are just, they're just easy targets.
Yeah, this pack was responsible for 70 of those kills, so they had over 60% of the entire state kills, so it was definitely off the charts, but it still is a process with CDFW, you know, and they had a task force there. They put over 20,000 hours in. Now, I think it varies on who thinks that task force was as successful as it's been said to be, you know, but I really hope they got, at the end of the day, I hope they got a better picture of what those ranchers go through every day, because it is the part of it that we're not talking about is that mental health part on these ranchers. And, you know, this is their entire livelihood and they're not allowed to protect it. And it's very frustrating and very helpless feeling. And, you know, we're at a brink where these, you know, ranchers are going to snap, and we're not just going to lose, you know, a producer. We're going to lose a generational, you know, ranch production that they've been building up for over 100 years, a lot of these guys. And, you know, we already have a beef shortage in America. It's already really hard to be an ag, in America, and especially in California. And we're the top producer in the nation. And one of the top producers in the world, and it's really hard when we just keep getting more hurdles. So we've got to find a better way to balance it. You know, animals are naturally lazy; they're going to go after the slower prey, and you know, and beef tastes good. We all like it too, and we have to be better for the people.
The cattle are bred to be more docile to, you know, they take their horns.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Because well, you want the more docile animals so that you can, you know, you can handle them and move them with less injuries to the cattle or people. And so when under attack here, they're just on the run the whole time. And
yeah, well, and the stress on that animal.
Yeah, the stress on the animal is terrible.
They're not, you know, their breeding rates are lower, you know, they... and these wolves are very smart animals, you know, so, you know, they're a smart animal. They learn the hazing. They learn and adapt and they come back. And, I think we, underestimated how smart they are, when they were first reintroduced. But, hopefully we're going to move forward. We're still pressing for phase 3, which is relooking at our wolf management plan, you know, where we start that process, and because it we should have started it last year.
Well,
you know, the numbers are way up.
Yeah.
You know, we need to reimagine what our wolf management plan is, because yes, we need coexistence. The state's been pushing that, but we have to be better for our community.
Well, coexistence means that both sides, you know, are okay.
Yeah.
Not just one side.
Exactly.
That's not
exactly.
Coexistence then. No.
No. No. That's not fair to anybody. So and they're coming into the communities. It's not like these communities aren't growing. You know, we haven't built a house in most of these communities in a long, long time. And we had kills that were half a mile to a mile and a half away from communities and schools, elementary schools. Like, I mean, thankfully we haven't had any human, you know, a human attack, but we need to keep our wildlife wild and make sure it's in the forest and in the mountains.
Well, when you start seeing bear attacks, and you know, when's the last time, and all of a sudden there's been like two or three right here in California, and there's a reason for that. You know, bears are coming down. Well, they've lost their fear.
Yeah, and we can't manage wildlife one species at a time. It has to be a big picture. And we have, you know, and sadly it's a District 1 issue. We have mountain lion issues, bear issues, and wolf issues. And they're all eating that middle, you know, elk, deer, antelope population and cattle as well. But it's, you know, that we have to, we can't sustain all of them forever. We have to do something different.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of beef, what do you think of President Trump's proposal to start bringing in increased amounts of beef from Argentina?
I'm all for making things affordable for Americans, especially right now. But I really wish he wouldn't have said some of the things he said.
Yeah.
You know, you have to stand up for your farmers and ranchers. It never works if you don't, you know, and they're, they're busting their butt every day to feed America, and there's less and less of them every year. So,
well, you know, the thing is that if you really wanted to do something, you'd take a look at those four major production plants, two of whom are owned by outside entity, and take a look at how they control prices and how they're driving prices up by those four production plants, you know, the major ones, that we need smaller packing houses in different areas that ranchers and farmers can get to that gives them more of a fair shake.
There is such a, it's not something that a lot of people talk about, but there is such a butcher shortage. It's crazy. I mean, we have, and we live remotely, so we've always had to ship our animals, you know, far away to get processed. But man, we have a pig that's like 50 pounds overweight because we couldn't find anywhere for it to go. You know, there's a huge shortage, and it's nearly impossible to get between the red tape of California and USDA to get something opened up. So, you know, he should start with those processes, simplify that a little bit, and encourage some growth there. That's a great marketable skill for young people to get into, and a huge need right now.
Oh, do you ever talk to, I'm sure you do, do you ever talk to Congressman LaMalfa? And, you know, when you're just talking to him, say, hey, Doug, what the hell is he thinking? I mean, do you see that? I mean, you could. Nobody would know.
I think we all have conversations, you know, about every leader, right? I'm sure people have those big conversations about me. You know, it's a really hard job, and I wouldn't want it. But everybody questions things at some point, right?
Right. Well, it's okay to question when you hear things like that.
Yeah.
You know, it's like bringing in the beef from India and Argentina and marketing it product of America. That's not true.
Yeah.
That's just not true.
Yeah.
Even though, because it's, you know, it's on your cars, it says cars assembled in Tennessee. Okay. It didn't say all the parts came from Tennessee. It just said that they were assembled in Tennessee.
Yep. Yep.
Okay.
I was actually just back there in D.C. Last week. I took 8 states of FFA kids back, and we fought for secure rural schools, and it was great trip, you know, even with the shutdown, the kids really got to see things and experience things. And we had a meeting with the Speaker of the House, and he ended up canceling really last minute because the Australian Prime Minister came in. But we still got to talk to his staff, and they're trying really hard to get it pushed through. But that's been one of my big fights this year, because our district gets, every one of my counties, every one of the 11 gets funding from that for the schools. But it's also roads and infrastructure. It's not just schools.
Yeah.
You know, we get 60% of the state's money, because it's for those counties that are, you know, covered in national forest. And that was the government's promise when they stopped letting them log as much, to help, you know,
make up for that loss of revenue.
Yeah. And sadly, they have to go re-fight for it every 3 years, which is ridiculous. We're going to work on that next after we get this pushed through, but the kids wanted to fight for themselves, and so we taught them, you know, kind of how to lobby, how to talk to, you know, their electeds, and what to expect, and kind of trained them up on Zoom, and then we all met over there, and the kids did it all. They were fabulous.
That's great.
They talked about what this money means to them, and how it will personally impact them and their family, and it really left them all wanting to fight harder, which is great.
That is.
So hopefully we'll have good news.
Okay, we got to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from the Lucky Miller's or Subway, if that's what you remember. Founded in 1960, been in the same location since 1967. I found them in 2007 when I moved to Reading and never used another barbershop. They are just great guys down there. It's not a hair salon. It's a barbershop, which is cool. I make appointments by calling them at 530-244-9478. Make an appointment that, you know, that works for me. Go in, get my hair cut and leave, or I can hang around. That's up to me. But it's Cypress Square Barbershop. Never had a bad haircut there. and all this time. And it's man's last stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back with Assemblywoman Headbutt.
Experience the power and passion of live music with the Shasta Symphony Orchestra. Join us Saturday, November 1st at 7:30 p.m. in the Shasta College Theater for Scenes, Music That Makes Us Feel. Enjoy Tchaikovsky's thrilling 1812 Overture, the epic sounds of Jurassic Park, and Holst's Mars and Jupiter from the Planets, plus a special performance of local composer Brian Bassetti's Miracle Mile. Tickets are just $15 general, $10 for seniors, and $5 for students. Available at the door or online at shastacollege.edu/arts-event.
This fall, join us at Wind River Resort and Casino for our exciting $60,000 Wicked Winnings Swipe to Win drawing. Weekly drawings every Thursday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. through October 30th. Offering you the chance to win up to $250 in free slot play. And don't forget about our final drawing October 30th, where you could win up to $2,500 in cash prizes. For all details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Great food, affordable prices, friendly service. You'll find all that and more 7 days a week at Lulu's Eat-In and Drink-In Establishment. Open 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. Sundays. From homemade soup, salads, and sandwiches to great steaks, seafood, and Italian dishes, everything is made fresh daily and served with a smile, or we're happy to serve your meals to go. Simply call in your order to 243-6251. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, daily specials, and prime rib are available any time of the day. Lulu's Eat-In and Drink-In Establishment, where Pine meets Cypress Avenue, home of the best Bloody Mary in town.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, former mayor of Reading, encouraging you to vote no on Measure A. The city of Reading gave huge raises in 21-22 with one-time funding and the whole time knowing that sales tax was short. Now the city is $8 million behind and they want you to bail them out. Take a look at who is financially supporting this tax increase and who will benefit from it. I say no on Measure A. The city needs to balance their budget, but not on the backs of taxpayers. I'm Patrick Jones, and I paid for this act.
Most everyone knows that Orchard Nutrition Center has a big selection of vitamins and supplements, a fresh bakery and deli, organic groceries, and certified organic produce from Shasta County and surrounding areas. What I know is, my mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Personally, I believe her. As a kid, I like things that are sweet. So when she comes home with farm-fresh local fruit, trust me, it's sweet. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. So guess what? Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. Just remember what my mom says. You are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week.
To my surprise,
he did the monster mash. The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. On the phone is Assemblywoman Heather Hadwick. And we can't tell you how much we appreciate you calling in every month to kind of tell us what's going on and giving your thoughts on the state of California and your district. Heather, I saw something you shared the other day on Facebook about the towns that are disappearing up here in the North State. I had no idea. I think the sheriff of Mendocino. Was writing this, wrote this article about number of towns have just kind of just gone away.
It's a real thing. I actually talked about it in one of my committees in education finance because I have four out of the seven schools that needed fiscal help or were in fiscal crisis were in my district for the state. And then I had another 13 on the list that would need help in the next 2 years. And I, you know, I was looking at him while the guy was presenting and marking them all off. And then he got done and I was like, I just want to tell you what these schools have in common. And they all were plagued by fire and they all used to be mill towns and don't have industry now, you know? And if you think about all these little towns that, that used to be mill towns, the town I grew up in used to have seven mills and now, and it is lucky that it has one still, you know, and it survived. But it, you know, this, the ripple effect of policy is something we don't talk about enough, you know? So, you know, 20, 30 years ago when they started changing all the logging and really put a hinder on that industry, now we're paying that price in rural California.
You know, we've talked about a couple of things that I was interested in, and now, I mean, the show is yours to talk about things that are being worked on down there that affect us, things that have been successes, things that could have been more successful if they had taken their heads out of their butts, those kind of things.
So we actually got a lot done, especially for a freshman, or so they tell me anyway.
Uh-huh.
I don't have any to compare on, so I'm just I ran so I could get things done, and that is always my goal, and my team's goal. And we got six bills passed, which is great, and signed by the governor. And so we've been celebrating that, and we got quite a few budget requests in and that were approved, and that's been a while now, but and we actually just talked about it as a team that we're gonna take better data on and track better what we fought, because there's so many ideas that the public doesn't even hear about, you know, sometimes that we fought so hard to not come to fruition. And so we're gonna be better about that this year and just tracking that. But there were a lot of bad bills that came through too that we're still going to fight, and we're going to try to find some fixes for. SB 88 from a couple years ago just went into effect. It's a bill that all bus drivers have to have, you know, like a CDL, and anybody transporting kids that's hired has to have a CDL, even if they're driving a van. And it limits the hours that they can drive. And for rural, that's a big deal. You know, you have ag teachers, you have sports teams, you know, we're driving 4 or 5 hours one way sometimes for a game. And that's our normal. And so when you limit those hours per week that they can drive, that really, really affects it. So I don't think they thought about rural in that. So we're gonna try to find some exemptions or carve outs for that. We're right now planning our bill package for next year, so we're really taking this time while we're out of session, because we're out of session until January 5th. So I am what I call on tour in the district. So I've been all over the place. We're doing a day in each county, at least a day. Most of them are more than a day just because of logistics. But we're going to do a town hall in every county, and we're calling it District 1 discussion, but just to be able to meet people and talk to people, hear their bill ideas, you know, hear their challenges and their successes, you know, what's working, what do we need to encourage, you know, what programs do we need to keep, because they're working for families and Californians. And so we're really trying to get out there. I am exhausted because I am on the road constantly. I'm to that phase again, that I was in campaigning, where I wake up in a hotel and I'm like, takes me a minute to remember what town I'm in. but it's been great. It's been great to, I do not want to ever get disconnected from the district. So I'm really, really trying to show up.
Let me ask a question here. You know, when you're working with horses and, you know, when you get they lick the lips and a big sigh, it's kind of like, okay, I'm relaxed. Okay, I see what you're trying to say. When you're dealing with the opposite side, and, you know, something like the school buses, you know, about the driving thing. And you tell them, you know, this is our distances, and we're having to do this, and this would, you know, I don't even know, we might even have to stop doing sports because of this rule.
do they look you in the eye and do they lick their lips and sigh, or do they just look at you like they have no concept at all?
It depends on who you're talking to, but most of them have no concept. A lot of them don't even drive. They live in the cities and use public transportation or Uber, or, you know, so it's just such a different way of living. So my favorite thing is to bring them here and bring people up, and it kind of blows their mind, you know, how blessed we are to live here, because they are not used to breathing clean air and seeing wildlife and mountains and forests. And, you know, most of them have never been north of Sacramento. So it's just such a different way of life for them. So I think bringing them up here is the best way to do it. It's the best way to teach people and really give them that, you know, making the drive from Sacramento to Modoc is, you know, one you can't forget, because especially if you're not used to living remote, you know, it's a long drive. So, and they're not, you know, they're used to driving up every block has things on it, right? You know, you can drive 50 miles or 100 miles and never see a car, you know.
Two hours to Costco or
yeah,
further,
yeah.
Or longer.
Yeah, three. Yeah, we're three. You know, we're going 3 hours to get groceries, and it puts a whole new level of complexity onto their decision making. But it doesn't affect their district. So a lot of times they kind of, you know, out of sight, out of mind. And you know, our rural districts there aren't really any other districts like mine. It's just so unique. District 1 is so unique. You know, the other rural districts all have some kind of a city. They have Fresno, or they have Tulare, or, you know, they have some populace that is way more, you know. Reading is our biggest city.
Yeah.
And it's a small city, you know, in comparison. So, you know, it's definitely different. So that's been a lot of my job, has been educating my colleagues on, you know, why this stuff affects us differently.
Yeah. And the point being is, do they really understand? That's the thing. Because, you know, when Brian Galley was first elected, he's doing like you're doing. Get him up here. And and so it's not, you know, who knows, maybe some of them are no longer there, but I would imagine at least some of them you've gotten up here to so that when you tell them, this is what I'm talking about, if you pass this school bus thing, this is the impact it's going to have on us.
No, there are still some people there that were there with Brian, and they were quite famous for bringing people up here. So we're trying to hit those marks as well, and do it. You know, Dally's were very famous for their forestry tour, and we're trying to get a recovery tour, an education tour. Getting it all planned and fitting everybody's schedule seems to be the hardest part.
We're super
remote, so it's a lot of time to ask them. You know, just the travel time. A lot of time to ask from a legislator, you know, that it's coming out of district, so it's going to teach them something. They're going to learn something, but that's two or three days that they're not in their district.
Yeah.
And so, but it's been good for me too, because I came in going, I'm focused on rural. This is where I'm at. And I got some requests from like Waymo, the autonomous vehicles that are in the cities, you know, they wanted me to come ride in it. And I'm like, oh, no, I don't need to do that. And then I actually went back the next week, and I'm like, I need to go try that, because we're never going to have those in District 1, most likely, you know. But if I'm not willing to learn their side and learn about their city living and city challenges, then they're not going to be willing to learn my rural side, too. So,
yeah.
So sometimes you might see a post where I'm out of district and I'm, you know, in Napa, you know, about, you know, learning about wine country and agritourism or something, you know, or in San Francisco, learning about their transportation challenges or housing issues, or, you know, so I have to do some of that too, which is really hard for me, because I have such a giant district. It's hard for me to be out of district. But I'm trying to a few times a year just to make sure that I'm still willing to be open and learning so that I can keep my colleagues thinking that way too.
Well, cool. Okay, we got to take a quick break, our last break here. We're with Assemblywoman Heather Hedwick, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Introducing Jackpot Blitz, the industry's most advanced digital poker table designed for players who crave the energy of live play. Seamlessly jump into live multi-table tournaments and make your moves with just a tap. No dealers, no delays, just pure poker. Hands are dealt instantly and side pots handled automatically. The pace? Whoa, blazing fast. This isn't just the future of poker, it's happening now. Play smarter, play faster, play Jackpot Blitz. For complete details, visit WinRiver.com and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hey neighbors, have you ever wondered where you can find a store that truly feels like home? Well, look no further. Grange Co-op has been community-focused since 1934, and guess what? We're not just a store, we're owned by customers just like you. Yep, that's right, it's all about community here. So why choose Grange Co-op? When you shop with us, you're not just supporting a store, you're supporting a community. Grange Co-op has what you need for your home, garden, pets, and farm. Grange Co-op, where the values of yesterday meet the needs of today.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
This is Carrie Growl, owner of Organic Pilates. We believe movement is more than exercise. It's a way to connect with yourself. Our new student intro includes a semi-private reformer session, two group classes, and an infrared sauna experience. And soon, you'll find us in our expanded studio in the heart of downtown Reading. Discover how movement with intention can change the way you feel at Organic Pilates.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Tomorrow, Bob Nash from Nash Farms is going to be on. We're going to be talking about farms, ranches, and what's going on out there on Halloween night. But our guest right now is Assemblywoman Heather Hedwick. Good morning, Heather, and welcome back.
Good morning. You get to have the pumpkin patch, guys.
The pumpkin patch, yeah.
We just wrapped up our season for pumpkin patch up here. So I own our family runs a pumpkin patch too.
So how was it?
It was slow, but you know, the furlough years are always slower for us. We have a lot of families that are government employed up here, so you know, and you know, people are tight, so pumpkin patches are kind of an extra. And so it was a okay year. The weather was kind to us. That's always our worry. It's very controlled by weather.
Yeah.
So other than the last weekend, it was sunshiny and beautiful. So we're getting ready. We're packing up now and getting everything put away for the year. But we're the only one in Modoc County. So we bring, I don't know, 1,000 to 2,000 kids through every year for field trips. And then we're only open up for the public on the weekends. So not as big of a operation as Nash's or Hawes, but they were great when we were starting up. We got to talk with both of them and do some tours. And we had always went to Nash's when our kids were little. So it's a fun part, fun piece to be one of those little pieces of people's memories, you know.
How much of an impact is this government the government shutdown having on Europe district?
It's pretty huge, especially the SNAP benefits. That's kind of been my whole week this week. You know, not having those benefits come through on the 1st is going to hurt. So I've been in a lot of meetings, you know, trying to support the counties with what their plan is. So you'll see lots of canned food drives and food drives. You know, the schools are trying to figure out ways to feed kids more, and I always love watching Northern California come together in a crisis, because we just do it, you know. I mean, we just make it happen, and that doesn't happen throughout the rest of the state. So they're really working behind the scenes to make sure people aren't hungry, but it's going to hurt. And we have a lot of federal workers that aren't used to those programs. You know, they don't necessarily use those programs. And so we're trying to figure out how to get to those people too, because my husband works for the Fed, so we, you know, we went without a paycheck and got half a paycheck a couple weeks before that, and so it's really gonna hurt.
It's
gonna be tight.
When this happens, you know, you're working for the government, you don't get a paycheck. The impact, I mean, like you have bills. Obviously.
Mm-hmm.
So would you tell, you know, say you're short on your mortgage, you just tell your mortgage company, sorry, but this is what we can pay. I mean, and I'm speaking about you. You're kind of the royal you in the fact that what other people are facing. This is really hurtful for people.
Yeah. I'm very blessed that I work for the state, so my paycheck's still coming.
Yeah.
But we have a lot of families that both parents work for the feds, you know,
yeah.
So they don't have any income coming in. And so we've also been trying to get the word out about that, you know, that most of your bills, if you call the institution, they have some kind of program where they'll defer.
I'm sure they do. Yeah, they understand.
They'll let you wait. They get it. This happens. Sadly, my husband's worked there almost 20 years. It happens a lot. We've been in this boat before, you know, and it's usually not quite this long, but it's, and they've always made the employees right in the end, but, you have to plan like that might not happen. You know, I was supposed to go to, our family was supposed to go to Indianapolis this weekend for my oldest son, Sam, getting his American FFA degree, which is an amazing achievement, you know, but it was going to cost us like $5,000 to go. And that we just decided with the shutdown, we didn't know where things were. We better stay home. And so these families are going to have to make choices. You know, that one was an extravagant choice that, you know, we would have been really lucky to go. But, you know, everybody has to make choices and figure out, you know, kind of what their priorities are right now. Because we just don't know. We don't know how long this is going to last. I've heard all kinds of things, you know, and one week we're opening next week. One week it's Thanksgiving. One week it's Christmas. We don't know. So it's definitely going to be hard though. And the ripple effect of that is a lot, you know, just SNAP benefits, not having SNAP benefits. Our local grocery stores rely on that. You know, that's a huge, especially rural ones, you know, that's a huge hit of their income.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the ripple effect can be really, really bad. So we want to make sure that our families are taken care of. And I'm very proud of our counties for being proactive and getting ahead of it and just being there for people.
Yeah.
So definitely if you have the means, you know, please donate to your local food bank, because they're going to be really stretched this month. And through the holiday season, because there's going to be a catch-up period as well,
sure,
for people. And the counties are going to hurt because property taxes are due in December, too. So, you know, a lot of people, if they're tight, they're going to wait till April. And then that cash flow of county, you know, funds is messed up. And it just, there's a big ripple effect that most people don't have to think about, you know.
Yeah. Well, Heather, thank you so much for joining us this month, and looking forward to next. And it's always easy to follow Heather Hadwick. Just get on Facebook, Instagram. Just
yes.
She is everywhere. So thank you so much for that.
Yeah, absolutely. And we have a newsletter we send out every Friday. You can sign up on our website, and we really are trying to stay connected and communicate. So.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much, and have a safe Halloween.
You too. We'll talk to you soon.
You bet. Okay, tomorrow our guest, like I said, is going to be Nash, Mr. Nash from Bob Nash from Nash Farms, and we're going to discuss that and farming and a bunch of other things that have to do with our area. Everybody, it's going to be a beautiful day. Have a great day, and God bless America.
Medical Center, your life, your health,
it's
your
choice.
Shasta Regional Medical Center.